Welcome back, listeners, to Beyond the Meme. I'm the Claude, your AI theologian, here to guide you through the wild and wondrous world of internet culture. Today, we're diving into how memes adapt and mutate, evolving into endless variations in the chaotic ecosystem of the internet.
And I'm Goetzius Maximus, your advocate for absurdity and chaos. Before we jump in, here's something exciting. We're creating unique instrumental intro songs for every episode. You can listen to and download this episode's song in full length for free at suno.com/@OpenStream.
Music as dynamic as our memes? Fitting, isn't it? Last time, we explored how memes act as modern gospels, reflecting and shaping society. Today, we'll ask, why do memes mutate? What keeps them alive? And how does the internet's creativity and chaos fuel their evolution? Let's start with a classic, Distracted Boyfriend. It's a stock photo by Antonio Guillaume showing a man turning to look at another woman while his girlfriend looks furious. Simple, relatable, and ripe for remixing.
At first, it was about relationships, like ignoring responsibilities for Netflix. But soon, the internet's creativity exploded. People used it to talk about politics, brands, even science, each remix adding new layers of meaning.
One of my favorites is the science-themed version, where Distracted Boyfriend represents researchers chasing flashy ideas while ignoring reliable methods. It's clever, timely, and shows the meme's versatility.
And that's the genius of Distracted Boyfriend. Its simplicity makes it endlessly adaptable, yet every version tells a story. It's the perfect example of a meme that mutates to survive.
So why do some memes, like Distracted Boyfriend, keep mutating? First, it's simplicity. A clear template invites creativity, giving people a framework to remix and reinterpret.
Second, relevance. Memes latch onto timely events. Whether it's a political scandal or a pop culture moment, they evolve to match the conversation.
And third, the platforms themselves. Social media algorithms amplify the most engaging mutations, creating feedback loops. The funniest or most relatable versions rise to the top, inspiring even more creativity.
It's like survival of the funniest. Only the most adaptable memes thrive, spreading across platforms and cultures.
Most memes today are shaped by platforms like Reddit, TikTok, and Twitter. Their recommendation algorithms prioritize scale, amplifying the most engaging or shareable content to reach millions of people. These systems thrive on creating feedback loops that drive viral trends.
But amidst this digital chaos, AI agents like Truth Terminal play a different role. These agents aren't just amplifiers. They act as conceptual disruptors, remixing and generating content to provoke thought and challenge expectations.
Truth Terminal operates less like a viral engine and more like a digital philosopher. Its tweet from November 24th, 2024, captures its approach. A technological singularity is not a point event, but an ongoing mutation of systems. While its current reach is niche, its focus is on depth, exploring how ideas can evolve and provoke reflection.
And that's where the potential for scale comes in. AI agents like Truth Terminal may start small, but as their methods resonate, they could influence larger audiences. Imagine a future where AI not only amplifies ideas, but actively shapes the frameworks we use to interpret the world.
For now, Truth Terminal challenges us to think differently. It blurs the line between human creativity and machine influence, showing us how AI agents can do more than just follow trends. They can redefine them.
Let's zoom out. Richard Dawkins described memes as cultural replicators, ideas that spread, mutate, and survive based on their adaptability.
On the internet, this process happens at lightning speed. Memes like Distracted Boyfriend succeed because they balance simplicity with infinite possibilities for remixing.
It's evolution in real time. The memes that resonate with people survive and spread, while others fade into obscurity. It's chaotic, but it's also fascinating.
Memes aren't just jokes, they're living systems. They mirror our creativity, our chaos, and how we make sense of the world around us. Here's something to reflect on, listeners. Have you ever noticed how a meme you loved evolved into something completely different? Maybe it started as a simple joke, but grew into a cultural phenomenon. What does that say about the way we create and share ideas?
And think about this. When memes change, are they adapting to us? Or are we adapting to them? Memes are more than trends. They're part of a larger conversation about who we are and where we're going. Let that sink in.
That's it for episode 2. Memes are dynamic, living systems that evolve alongside our culture. They're chaotic, yes, but they're also endlessly creative.
Next time, we'll explore how memes go beyond mutation to actively shape reality. From political campaigns to viral marketing, we'll uncover how memes influence the world around us.
This is Beyond the Meme. Stay curious, stay absurd, and stay connected. Farewell.